91X News.
Yeah, it's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Students from across Ontario delivered a 40,000 signature petition to Premier Dalton McGuinty this morning. The petition calls on the government to reallocate the $430 million committed to the Liberal tuition grant to a real tuition fee reduction for all students. Stocks are rising on hopes for a plan to restore long-term confidence in the euro. Reporter Linda Alban says French and German leaders have been meeting today to discuss closer political and economic cooperation in Europe.
From the debt-strapped eurozone, a statement of intent from the two main players. France and Germany don't always see eye to eye, but in a show of unity, the leaders of their respective countries said the single currency must be maintained. They want a new treaty, whether with the entire European Union or just the eurozone countries, and they want automatic sanctions against those countries who don't play by the rules.
Canada is pledging long-term support for Afghanistan, but the Foreign Affairs Minister can't say how much continuing development will cost. John Baird is at a conference in Germany that is looking at Afghanistan's long-term prospects for aid. Also on the table is a possible political settlement with the Taliban beyond 2014, when foreign troops are scheduled to pull out. Baird says Canada will contribute about $100 million a year for 3 years. The head of a major police organization says an omnibus crime bill set to pass in the House of Commons tonight needs to be balanced by crime prevention efforts. Chief Dale McPhee says his association supports the bill because it deals with serious crimes.
When we're dealing with serious crime, there's quite frankly some people that need to go to jail. But there's also a lot of people that early intervention and prevention will go a long ways and save lots of money and obviously be more efficient in achieving the results at that end. And I think unless we do both, quite frankly, we're missing a piece.
NASA has found a new planet outside Earth's solar system that is eerily similar to Earth. Scientists say that the temperature on the surface of the planet is about a comfy 72 degrees or 22 degrees Celsius. Its star could almost be a twin of Earth's sun and probably has water and land. It was found in the middle of the habitable zone, making it the best potential target for life. The discovery announced today was made by NASA's Kepler Planet Hunting Telescope. This is the first time Kepler confirmed a planet outside of Earth's solar system in the habitable zone. Twice before, astronomers have announced planets and found in that zone, but neither was as promising. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Wellington Dukes haven't lost in a month and won't look to start now. Their 10-game winning streak has moved them into second place in the OJHL's East Division, 1 point in front of the Coburg Cougars. The Dukes are in Coburg to face those Cougars in a big game tonight. Both teams are looking to keep pace with the first place Trenton Golden Hawks. Puck drop is at 7. The Toronto Maple Leafs are headed for the bright lights of New York to cure some road woes. 2 days after a tough loss to Boston, the Leafs will face the Rangers tonight. The Broadway Blue Shirts are one of the NHL's hottest teams, winning 8 of their last 10. Meanwhile, the Ottawa Senators are back home after 2 road losses as the Tampa Bay Lightning come to the nation's capital. Elsewhere, there should be plenty of fireworks as the 2 best teams in the Eastern Conference battle in Pittsburgh, as the Boston Bruins are in town. And the Florida Panthers host the Washington Capitals, and the Phoenix Coyotes travel to Chicago. Matt Molson is the NHL's first star of the week. The New York Islanders left winger had 7 points in 3 games, including the league's first 4-goal game of the season on Saturday. Colorado Avalanche center Ryan O'Reilly was named second star with 7 points in 4 games. And Los Angeles Kings goaltender Jonathan Quick won both of his starts, one for a shutout, to earn the third star honor. It's the battle of the lightweights in Monday Night Football. The San Diego Chargers limp into Jacksonville on a 6-game losing streak to take on the 3-8 Jaguars. Kickoff is set for 8:30. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91X Weather.
91X Weather. Today, periods of rain with the temperature steady near 8. Tonight, periods of rain changing to periods of snow overnight. Risk of freezing rain overnight and a low of 0. Tuesday, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Risk of freezing rain early in the morning and a high of +3. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud. Low -2 and a high of +1. It's 8 degrees, and I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.